Okay, friends, thank you for joining me, Rakua, your host of Friends on the Podcast, as I debunk one of the greatest bamboozles of all time. Who gets friend-zoned the most? It's simple and unfortunate. Women. Your love's like ecstasy. I'm overdosed. I'm overdosing. Your love's like ecstasy. I'm overdosing. Reflection. So, even though we got the episode started out with my co-host clowning me for my cereal choices and friend zone definitions, I eventually won them over when we got into the topic. And I'm so curious as to how y'all's minds were changed or affirmed during the episode in regard to who gets friend zoned the most. Now, before I get into that, I want to touch on a couple of other topics that I found interesting during the episode. When Christina mentioned having a party husband, I was a little baffled and intrigued. Though I've never had one, I have, of course, heard of the infamous work husband or work wife dynamic many in the workplace adopt, despite sometimes having a real spouse at home. But I had never heard of a party husband, and I'm just wondering how that works, especially when you didn't come together. Like, I don't think I could develop a chemistry and trust that fast with someone at a party to consider them a party husband. But then again, I also feel like 7 to 10 years is the appropriate minimum for gaining a real husband. So maybe my timeline shouldn't be expected to match up. Anywho, I've spent some time thinking about what roles this party husband might have if I were to get him. Okay, so naturally, buying me drinks and other party favors would be on the list. Dancing with me when my jam comes on. DJ, drop that beat. keeping me company when I feel like resting for a bit at the tables or at the bar. And I guess making sure I get home safely in an Uber or Lyft or whatever. Can y'all think of any other party husband or party wife duties that you would want or that you have had? Okay, so another topic that I feel could maybe use some more exploration in future episodes is this idea of men getting hit on by women too. Any fellas out there have a juicy story about getting pursued by a woman? The podcast fellas goofballed at the suggestion that men have the luxury of rejecting women, but it definitely happens all the time. And now, I'm not saying that it happens as frequently or even as proportionately often as it does with men. I'll recognize our shots taken are probably lower and success percentage is probably higher. But to say that it doesn't happen at all is just inaccurate. Both myself and Christina can attest to having done it, and not just in a one-and-done kind of fashion. It actually, to me, is pretty fun and exciting. Like, not knowing if they'll respond in the affirmative, the butterflies in your stomach as you wait for replies, that general feelings tango, if you will, dancing in and out of flirts and interest probes. It's exhilarating. It can even be a little dangerous when done with a friend. Which segues into another point that we touched on. Ruining friendships with romantic attraction. Now, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, I think being friends before being in a relationship is like a mandatory step. So inevitably, some of those friends will end up in the friend zone when attraction with lack of interest or intention gets involved. then it ultimately comes to a concept of valuing the friendship over any kind of sexual fulfillment or relief you might get from crossing those boundaries. Like Christina said, you of course have some type of attraction to any friend that you have, and that's why there is a bond in the first place. But when the attraction turns romantic, you have to make that decision whether or not you're going to let the sexual chemistry overtake the bond. And if you do decide to introduce that element into the friendship, you have to make sure that both people stay on the same page. Otherwise, you end up getting stuck in level 2 friend zone, and maybe even level 3. So the question was asked, who gets friend zoned more, men or women? Kenobi and Aaron both gave their vote unequivocally for men.
So, like, what do y'all think? Who gets friend zoned more? Who is in the friend zone? Who is behind that door?
I think that the gender that is behind that door the most are men. And I believe that because they are the only, like, it really only affects men. I don't think the friend zone really affects women like that, bro. Like,
oh my gosh. That is so sexist.
Let's be real. Get out of here.
What are we doing here? I thought you were a feminist. What is this?
I am.
I mean, automatically, I must say, I think the guys are friend zone way more than women. Personal experiences, I just know I've been a part of that world on countless times. Rejection. I'm bred in it. I was born in it. I survived, you know, and when I became a man, I realized that that shit's always going to be a thing. You guys are always going to find ways to put us in the friend zone.
Aaron and I even did a poll with a bunch of friends in our phones and on IG. Of course, the polls yielded the results led by the popular narrative that it is men. But that patriarchal narrative does what most patriarchal narratives do. It tells a half-truth that ignores the wants, desires, and plights of women. Namely, all those stuck in level 2 and 3 friend zone. Okay, to give a quick summary, level 1 is when one likes the other unrequited. Level 2 is when both like each other, but one wants a title while the other wants sex, and that's it. Level 3 is when both accept a preliminary title, but one wants a forever commitment. So you tell me, who's in there more? All right, y'all, I'm gonna leave you with a couple of quandaries to ponder. Can men and women even be friends? Especially when they're attracted to one another. Like, is it worth the complicated dance of temptation that inevitably exhausts many of those friendships? Do you think that men and women being so familiar with one another in our culture helps or hurts gender relations? Last question, do you have an opposite sex bestie? Drop us a comment, leave a voice note, slide in them DMs at Chill in the Friend Zone on IG, and let us know your thoughts. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and tell all your friends and your friends to listen to Friend Zone the podcast wherever you like to listen. Until next time, peace.
Bodies on the floor, bodies on the floor, bodies on the floor.